Good afternoon, frigid Arctic air in place over interior New York and New England as temperatures continue to struggle. In many places, it'll not get much above the 0 degree mark, in others, perhaps as high as 5 to 10 above. Still, the wind out of the northwest at times over 10 to as much as 20 miles per hour will create wind chill values between 0 and 20 below in a lot of places, with a few places even going down as low as 30 below 0 with the wind chill through the afternoon, and all of this despite brilliant sunshine. As we get into the evening hours with a clear sky, temperatures will drop quickly and back below 0 before some clouds start to head our way and readings will level off or even climb toward tomorrow morning. With a weak disturbance heading through tomorrow, we'll have more clouds than today, maybe even a few passing flurries or snow showers. It'll continue to be breezy and very cold with high temperatures near 10 above. On Friday, a little bit more of a moderating trend back into the middle teens, though any sunshine in the morning will give way to increasing clouds. The next disturbance is set to arrive on Saturday, a little more moisture along with it, as well as some energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere. This will produce a round of light snow to start the weekend as temperatures push up into the mid-20s. However, behind this system, another reinforcing shot of Arctic air starting on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds back into the teens for highs and temperatures falling through the teens on Monday with a good chance of more light snow. On Tuesday, a dry day, but temperatures holding in the lower teens. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, blizzard warnings are in effect for Cape Cod and the islands for a little while longer, with a couple more inches of snow possible. Still, winds will be gusty up to 50 miles per hour for a bit longer as well, and this will cause considerable blowing and drifting of the fallen snow. Elsewhere, wind chill warnings and advisories are out for most of the upper Midwest into the central plains. The combination of low temperatures and gusty northwest winds will create wind chill values between 25 and 40 below zero. And another surge of north to northwest winds to 40 miles per hour will cause ground blizzard conditions in the eastern Dakotas and western Minnesota through the middle part of the afternoon. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 84 degrees at Camarillo, California, to a low of 37 below zero at Embarrass, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and windy with blowing snow, highs in the middle to upper teens. Boston, snow ending, then increasing sunshine and windy with blowing snow in the middle to upper teens. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with snow showers or flurries, 5 to 10 above. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees, the average low, 14. The record high, 62, set in 1906, and the record low, 20 below zero, in 1984. Sunrise this morning, 7:19 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:55 p.m. 9 hours and 36 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny but bitter cold today. Highs near 0 to around 5 above near Glens Falls. Wind chill values as low as 40 below. Increasing clouds tonight, lows 0 to 15 below in most places, but as low as 30 below in the mountains. Wind chill values as low as 40 below. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny but windy and bitter cold today with blowing and drifting snow. High temperatures in the lower to mid-teens. Mostly clear skies tonight with temperatures down toward 0. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, sunny, breezy, and bitter cold today with highs between 5 and 10 above 0. Mostly clear this evening, then increasing clouds late tonight with lows 0 to 10 below. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny but breezy and bitter cold today with high temperatures around 10 above. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows near 0. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly sunny but blustery and bitter cold today with temperatures only between 5 and 10 above and wind chills going down to 0 to 20 below. Mostly clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows 0 to 10 below. Region-wide for tomorrow, We'll have mostly cloudy skies with a few passing flurries or snow showers. Still breezy and very cold, near 10 above. In the mid-teens on Friday, with sunshine giving way to increasing clouds. Light snow likely on Saturday, back into the mid-20s. Then more Arctic air Sunday, with a mix of sun and clouds back into the teens. A chance of snow Monday around 15, and a mix of sun and clouds back into the lower teens on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.